And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Before I departed Beijing, I was warned not to talk about anything, not to talk about my experience in China in any form. But with America standing behind me, I'm not scared.
President Bush believes, and I believe, of course, that a constructive relationship between the United States and China is in the interest of the American and Chinese peoples, in the interest of our allies and friends in Asia, and in the world's interest.
Over the next decade, you're looking at a truly substantial reduction in industrialized country emissions. What's much more important, though, is that the nations here got a framework in place which the world will experiment with over the next decade, and we'll see how well it works.
The Bush administration takes the issue of climate change very seriously, and we will not abdicate our responsibilities. Mr. President, thank you again for your many contributions to this process.
When my son asked me if he can have a Häagen-Dazs ice cream cone, I know that he'll be ingesting 11 grams of saturated fat, 120 milligrams of cholesterol, and 21 grams of sugar, and it's my choice whether to let him have one or not. Likewise, my children consume a steady diet of entertainment products. Clear labels would provide me with concrete reasons whether my children should consume the product or not.
In the end, people do react differently to the same piece of entertainment, and not even a proposed government-blessed universal rating system offers any assurance of more reliable ratings or more accurate ratings, because accuracy doesn't exist here. This is simply a matter of perception in the end.
The president is prepared to work this issue as hard as he has, and will continue to work it even harder if necessary, to make certain that patients throughout this country can get a good patient bill of rights that gives them the protections they need in dealing with their HMOs.
Let's let it go forward. The speaker often is fond of saying, let the House work its will. Well, this is a case, again, where they're trying to stop the House from working its bipartisan will.